Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all right, well, I'm ready to start my show right now. I'm going to call it. I'll call you back after this, Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I'm just playing around, baby.
Left for day, and who knows? Wheels must turn to keep the flow. Build on up, don't break a chain. Fox will fly when the whistle blows. Never stop the
to the rhythm, live to the rhythm, love to the rhythm, lay to the rhythm.
To what? In ancient times, man, machine, powered by fire, burn, heart be strong, save our lives, the chain gang fall. Never saw
I wanted to do something different today. Yes, I'm not.
Okay.
And Grace, sis, did you feel that? You know,
I love Grace. I love Grace too.
You know what I'm talking about? Y'all see how things work? Yeah, I mean, yeah. How was your New Year's? Did you guys do anything? Did you go anywhere?
We just stayed. We had some drinks, just hanging out. We didn't do too much. Yeah.
Well, for my first New Year, now, we did stay up and count down with the ball drop. And we had a glass of cider, because you know I don't drink. So we had a glass of cider, and Man had plans. You hear me?
Come on, Man.
Yeah. He said, hey, look, the funny part about it, and I got to say happy birthday, belated, to Damon. Every year, I forget my man's birthday. It's New Year's Eve. Every year. So we went out to the Aqua Saturday night, and girl, Tim and Scooby had that thing live. Do you hear me? It was a party, Trish. It was a party. And then Ray Aston came on, and yeah. Long story short, I got in the house about 4 a.m. Yes, wasn't sleepy, so I played a couple of rounds of Tiger Woods golf. You know me in that golf game. And girl, next thing I know, it was 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
so I fell asleep, And my man came in my room and was like, "Dad, can I go to a party with Kevin's son, Ethan, and one of their little buddies around the neighborhood, Macau?" So, all right, man. Gotta have fun. And then later on in the day, when I really, truly woke up, I said, "Bruh, it's New Year's Eve." I said, "Who you know having a party for kids on New Year's Eve?" So you know me, I had to break out into the parent thing. And I called Kevin because it was Kevin's son's, Ethan's girlfriend, whose parents were throwing the little get together. So I said, you know, all right, I'm not going to be that parent, you know. It'd be like, "Nah, you can't go." And then the rest of the night, he had been in here giving me the screw face, not wanting to take the toast with me and mommy. So, you know, we decided to trust him and let him go. And I said, "Well, what time are you going to be coming home?" He said, "Well, Dad, you know, New Year's isn't till 12 o'clock. So I'm figuring that I'll be back in about 1, maybe 2. I said, "Goodness gracious." I said, "Boy, you better be glad you don't have my mother and father. Because they didn't care how I felt. They was like, no. And no was all it was to it." And, you know, I was talking to Damon, and he was like, "Kel, you remember this party? You remember this time when your mom said no and how you felt? And, you know, you was saying," and this family brought back conversation trees when we was like 16, 17 years old. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, "Yeah, I do remember that. I was mad as a summer god when my mother was like, 'Nah, you can't go. And I don't know these people.'" You know, all the stuff your parents say when the answer is no. So I said, "No, I'm not going to be that parent. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to let him go. And, you know, what happens, happens. I prayed on him. So he's covered. Everything should be straight." You know, this little Bama went and party and didn't even call us at 12 o'clock to say Happy New Year. So I call him. I call all of them. I call Elijah, Emmanuel, and Keela. And I was like, "Happy New Year, y'all. You know, I mean, Dad, y'all forgot about Dad, Papa, you know." I was like, "Man, I just want to make sure y'all are all right." Elijah and Keela sounded like they had been partying since about 8, 9 o'clock before. And Emmanuel just, I was like, "Young, you at the party? Why you sound like that?" And he was like, "Sound like what?" I said, "Like you don't want to be there." But then I found out later, the little chick that was supposed to be there for him, her parents said no. So, you know, he had to be the oddball. Yeah. But it was a great New Year's. And I said it Thursday, guys, and I mean it. 2024, we are kick for more. I want more. You know, the Lord keep giving me dreams on what is going to be happening with Kale Corner. So trust, we all are doing our part, and he has promised a blessing. So I'm looking forward, very much forward to that. Boy, the sports this week is, girl.
The sports is sporting, honey.
Hey. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean,
even
God.
College was on fire.
College was on fire. And I was mad because I was like, why they wait so long to, you remember New Year's used to be when they have the national championship. Well, now it's, that's when you have all the quote unquote playoff games. And
yeah.
Hey, it left me very interested. Hey, I'm ready for the championship game now. You know? Can't wait, can't wait. All right.
Yeah, I can't wait.
You good, sis?
I can't wait. I cannot wait for the championship. I'm just, woo, I want to see who's going to win this thing.
Yeah, yeah. So, on today's episode of Kale's Corner, we discuss the NCAA college playoff results and what we expect from this championship game. I'm expecting a humdinger, seriously. And let me say this, Tree.
Mm-hmm.
My hat is off to Harbaugh, because I've never seen a coach away or dismissed or whatever we want to say away from his team, and them boys still played like they didn't miss a beat. Did not miss a beat. So my hat is off. I just wanted to say that to Harbaugh. All right. So we'll discuss the latest NBA news with the trade deadline approaching. It's some names, y'all. It's some names out there saying that they're moving or will be moved. So we're going to get into that. Lady T, she will present the week 17 winner of Lady T's pick. And if it's a female, I'm going Ape Sugar Honey Ice Tea on this show today. Yeah, how about? And we'll also take a Kale's Corner type look at week 17 action. Okay, you guys can join Lady T and the Online Corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. Or you may also join Lady T, DMV Ghetto, Kale, why can't I say my own name? And all our live in-studio family on 563-999-3782, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern time zone. Kale's Corner. We're keeping it real.
It's our only real, you guys.
No, we talking about. No, we talking about. Ghost
yeah.
out there trying to talk to us. You know? Oh, and news. I have Ghost a female, Therese.
Oh,
my man gonna have a girlfriend.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you need that. You got to time out. Mm-hmm.
I'm just
all
saying,
right.
It's two of them big old horses in your house.
Hey, man.
Okay.
Look,
if you love it, I like it.
I love it. You hear me?
Okay.
Two. And she'll be easier to train, because we all know when it comes to dogs, the females are more obedient than the males. And with goats already knowing the basics, all I got to do is really tell him and she'll follow suit. So,
yeah. True.
Well, I know you was going to say true. Because the female getting the credit there. Yeah.
Facts.
But yeah, guys, that's today's Tales Corner. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to go out with the gorillas today on this here break. I'm happy. Got sunshine in a bag. 563-999-3782. Forget them San Francisco
49ers. Don't hate.
I got you.
Y'all see how y'all do? We don't own the rights to the music.
Glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming.
All right, that was quick. Yeah, I like that though. The college playoffs. Number one, Michigan, and number two, Washington.
Yeah.
And you know, the first thing I thought about after this game, what is Nick Saban going to cry about now? They gave your team an opportunity, and first of all, the score was number one, Michigan, 27. Number four, Alabama, 20 in overtime at the Rose Bowl. The results of the Sugar Bowl, number two, Washington, 37. Number three, Texas, 31. And even though that Rose Bowl to overtime, I appreciated the Sugar Bowl more because I wanted to watch Pennant live for myself because hint, Washington has the number three, possibly number two pick in the draft, and all of the pundits are saying Pennant quarterback we should be looking at. So, yeah, whatever.
You guys want another quarterback? I'm not going to stick with Howell? Because he's pretty okay.
We'll discuss that. We'll discuss that when we get into football. Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. I should have known my co-host was going to jump all over. She a Bama like that, y'all. All right, so Michigan and Washington will play Monday, January the 8th at 7:30 p.m. What did you take away from the games, or what did you like most?
I like that how resilient Michigan was. Let me just start with Michigan, Alabama. I like how they never gave up.
Right.
They never gave up. Like when they got behind, they never gave up. Like it was like I was watching my old coach, you know, do his thing, like the way he did in the NFL, how he could get you motivated, how he could get you, you know, your motor start back running, your motor, you know, even if you stall out a little bit. He could jumpstart you and get you going. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's just something about Harborough that I love. Like, I love him. I love the way he coach. I love the way he inspire people. I just love all of those aspects that he have available in himself. I just love that. And I love how he stuck it to Nick Saban. Like, he stuck it to him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because Nick Saban, and they thought they was going to win this game. Like, because mm-hmm. they had it in the bag. They had the game in the bag. They had them down. They had their foot on their neck. And John Harborough, he was just like, not today. Not today. We are not losing this game. We've been down this road plenty of times. It's hard. It's hard to win any game, high school, college, the National Football League. It's hard to win a game. So when you can win a game, especially against a team that is supposed to win that game, man, that says a lot for your character. That says a lot for your team. That just says a lot, period, for the atmosphere around. Now, the Washington and Texas game, it was like more for the alumni for me. It was like more for the alumni because they was doing the most on the sidelines, like the commentators and all of them. They had their hats on. You're supposed to be biased, sir. Y'all not supposed to be sitting over there rooting for Washington to lose. That would threw me off. It threw me off, and then they said, okay, well, I'm going for the underdog. Texas was the underdog, for real.
Yeah.
But it was like in that building, it felt like Washington was the underdog. And then they came, they prevailed, and I just felt a sense of relief, you know, that the teams that everybody wanted to win didn't win.
Yeah.
So I was good with that. And I love Michigan.
I think that galvanized Washington. I think that Washington just felt like, oh, okay, well, we're going to show y'all why we're number two, you know?
Exactly.
And that young man, Penix, I'm telling you, there were plays and times, and not just because of the purple uniform, but he looked Lamar Jackson-ish to me, you know?
Okay.
The way he was getting out the pocket, the throw, he threw a touchdown where there were two defenders to the right and the left of the receiver. And he fit that ball right between them. And they had no chance to make a move on that. Now, I know in the next level, guys are faster and those type of throws might or might not work for him. But it was good to see that he has that in his repertoire. He has the ability to do that. So it was good watching that young man. It was really good watching. And like I said, because I've never really put eyeballs on him before, this was a pleasure. The whole college playoff was a pleasure for me.
Yeah.
And
I
think Harbaugh called his team together in that huddle. They turned everything around. And that magic that you were speaking of, I believe he brought that to the team, you know?
Yeah.
I think he told all of them, you guys need to think how they did us this season as a team. If we lose this game, we give the powers that be all of the them boys, Therese, them boys turned it around. Them boys turned it around after that huddle in the third quarter. Yeah. So kudos Michigan.
Yeah, exactly. Kudos to Michigan. So 007 said he told us about them Wolverines, and he told us that the Wolverines would win. So you remember when I just said that I love Harbaugh, and I love, you know, I love him. He was our coach. I love that. So your mom, Betty, on here, talking trash already early, asking me, how about his brother? Do I love him too? With all these smiley faces going at the end, all these little smiley faces at the end. I'm like,
oh my God!
Yeah, I'm not feeling him, his brother, right now, ma'am. No, I'm not feeling his brother right now.
Forgive me, guys. My Betty choked me up, y'all. Blame my Betty for that one. Hey, look. She said it, but I sure enough was taking it. How you feel about the other Harbaugh? Yeah.
Listen,
okay,
I like him. Don't get me wrong. I just don't like him when we play him. I like everybody coach until we play them.
Understood. Don't like Ron Rivera. But nah, you probably love Ron Rivera, especially after this weekend.
Man.
All right, let's go to the phone.
Okay, yeah, we're not there yet.
Come on in here, Cap. What's happening?
Cappy Cone.
Kills Corner family, what up?
Cap.
What'd it do?
Lady T, Kills Corner, Lou, Nas, G, Mom, Betty, me, Mom, Dang, 57, 007, Ted. I think I got everybody on that one. How y'all doing?
You got D-Mob and T. That's the one. You got D-Mob and T.
Yeah, D-Mob. I got D-Mob. Yeah, D-Mob.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't do too much college ball, but I made sure I tuned in last night so I could be prepared today.
That's what's up.
No, Penix is beautiful.
That's a good one.
No, Penix is beautiful. I love Penix. The left hand.
Yeah.
A left hand is a man, and I know exact play you was talking about, Kel, because that's what I was gonna speak about, the way he fit that ball in there,
yeah,
for the touchdown. But the Michigan Alabama game, Alabama lost that to me. That's in my opinion, but they had the lead. But Milroe, he didn't know when to hold him and when to fold him. He fell in love with his legs.
Back.
And it cost him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It cost him. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
You can't run every. You can't do that. They got tight.
He thought he was Lamar Jackson out there.
Yeah, right. I was like, yo. I was rooting for the young fella because.
Me too. I kept saying, throw the ball. Throw the ball.
Yeah.
But of course,
throw the ball, dog. But little do everyone know, and I'm breaking news here. You heard it first here on Kel's Corner. It's the year of the Harbaughs. You heard it first.
Mm. The year of the Harbaughs.
One of them
went college,
one of them
went
Super Bowl.
Listen, I was with you all up until that. I was with you. Then you got all bipolar on me. You went crazy on me just now.
Hey, but you know what, Cap? I wouldn't be upset.
Come on, Kel, don't do that.
No,
don't do that.
And I'm only saying this.
Don't
because
say it, bro. You can put it in the air.
It
you
would be.
In the air.
No, it's not negative, Tree. Just listen. It would be Lamar
I know
Jackson. I told y'all. I said I am. Now, look, I am. Mm-hmm. And that would, with all of the,
a storyline.
The melanin. Challenge didn't think Lamar Jackson was who he is. I like the fact that he will have an opportunity because there's only a few quarterbacks who actually stand up when them lights are on. And Lamar Jackson is one of them. Barring any injury or anything like that happening, that young man stands up when those lights are on. And it just does me good to watch him stick it to all the naysayers. That's all. See, Cap, we talking college football.
I try to reel you back in.
I didn't mention Lamar. I just said the hall balls, and I kept it on track because the one brother is about to do maybe, you know, even though I want Washington to win, because I said Washington all along, because I'm a fan of Penn State. He got some game breakers over there.
He's still gonna go number one. So he win or lose, he ain't gonna lose no point. He's still gonna go number one.
You think he's gonna go over Caleb Williams?
Not overall number one. I mean like one through five pick. He's gonna be in that one through five.
Guaranteed money. I got you. Yeah, guaranteed.
Yeah, he guaranteed. He in there. All right,
yeah, that's all.
Win or lose.
Let's go to Sneaky 007. He on both of them, y'all. What's up, Doug?
007.
Happy New Year.
Unmute
Take your phone off mute, bro.
He was just on the line.
He
might be at work. Yeah, he might be at
you
work.
At work.
He's probably only listening.
I had a mute because, you know, the dogs was barking while y'all was talking.
Yeah,
I'm at home.
All right. What's your opinion of this NCAA playoffs?
First of all, Big Ten is back. You know, Michigan, you know, representing right now and, you know, taking down, you know, somebody from the Southeast Conference, although Alabama wasn't, you know, the strong team as everybody think they was last year. But anyway, that's last year. Michigan Wolverines
did,
as I predicted.
Yeah. Hey. Yes, you did. You should have went down MGM, threw a couple of shekels on it. Yeah, talk about.
That's
why
I ate some steak and some,
you
know, drank some wine. Everything's fine.
It's all
good.
That's what's up. All right. Let's take the next call. 610, what you know?
What up, fellas? Your boy G. What's happening, Kev?
What's up, G?
Yo, G.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and everybody, Kev, for the whole family. First of all, I didn't catch too much college football, but I did catch that Georgia and Florida State game. That was something else right there. They say brew them up, which I didn't see they was going to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did y'all see that? That was a good game right there. Well, to me, because I didn't see they were going to blow Florida out like that.
Right.
Well, once Georgia started blowing them out, I lost interest, man. It was just, I was like, wow. I never thought I'd see the day Florida State would lose like this, you know?
And they were supposed to win that game. They was ranked number four.
Right.
And Georgia's ranked number six.
Georgia took a serious ranking hit this year. You know, I do remember at the beginning of the college season, Georgia was ranked pretty high, you know? And it's just like once they stumble, they just fail.
But they only lost one game. When you lose one game, you fall down real hard.
Yeah, yeah.
And especially whatever conference you win.
Yeah, true that.
Kev, I got to back you up one time, because you have me on mute. But you're right. You are blood. You know they say be careful with your ass because you just might get it. Yeah. We still doing our homework. I've been trying to catch you to do a conference call with you, but man, we ready to. We even got a studio.
Okay.
Studio in work that we talking about.
All right.
This is a lot of stuff. So you're in the family, man. Big things are coming. I gotta get a hold of you, Kel. You already can.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you. If you call me and I don't know your number, I wait, check my answer machine, and see who that was that called me. The problem is, see, I ain't even checked the answer machine in a few days, man. I got like 21 messages right now, bro.
I gotta get you and Lady T to come close so we can map everything out so we can go forward. Because I got a backdrop, I got everything to make it look polished and make things happen. And when all you Lady T got to do is just concentrate on the show, make everybody happy the way y'all do, and I'll take care of all the engineering with the phone calls and all that.
That'll work.
Just to have a fun, loving show that we love. That's your job. You and Lady T's job is just to focus on that and let me handle all the engineering.
That'll work.
Okay.
That'll work.
Go. So after this show, we're going to set a time, me, you, Lady T, and we're going to get that phone. We're going to talk and work everything out.
That'll work.
Okay.
That'll work.
Yes, sir.
I got you. What you do,
and all I'm
call
say
Lady
on that
T.
Is moving
call
on
Lady
up.
T and have Lady T call me on the three-way. Because I always
have
Patrice call.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know that number.
I feel like the Jeffersons over here. We moving on up.
That'll work.
That's the goal.
Deluxe studio. That's what's up.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're working on that.
All right. Brother T, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on? Happy New Year, Kev's Corner family, everyone that's on the line.
Happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. I got a couple of things to say. On your opening soliloquy, Kel, I heard you talk about you giving Harbaugh credit. You know, as I got that from Stephen A.
I
pronounce it right. But anyway, you said that you give a Harbaugh credit, you know, because his team took care of business when he was gone and all that. And that's, you know, that can be so. But what about his the coach that filled in for him? You know, they talking about because maybe Harbaugh might be gone, you know, to the Chargers, and this dude might be, you know, they talk about to see if he's going to be the next coach or are they going to pass over him, you know. So, but he did a heck of a job in place of Harbaugh absence keeping the team together, I would think also, you know. Michigan, they just overpowered Alabama. I don't think Alabama should have been there, you know. Like you say, Georgia lost one game. They lost to Alabama. Alabama lost one game also, too. And they just happened to have Georgia number. If you play a person that many times, you're bound to lose. But Georgia was, like you say, they fell off somehow and stuff, you know. But they only lost that one game. But they wasn't giving them no props early in the beginning of the season. They weren't even ranked number one. They had to, you know, win some more games before they was ranked number one. But bottom line, I didn't think Alabama should have been there. Florida State I thought the undefeated team should have been there. But Florida State, they said because of their quarterback, it wouldn't have made for a good game. Okay, so that's why Florida State wasn't in there, or even though they was fourth, you know. And then Georgia did, like you said, they took a hit, they moved down, and that allowed Alabama to get up in there to get fourth. And then they just gave, I guess, Florida State, because they made that stink, you know, consolation to go fifth. So when they go to their bowl game, they'd be number one. Ranked or whatever. But anyway, for that. But as far as Kenny Penix, that's why I told you, Kel, I want that boy, man. I'm just in this and that, but that boy got a pretty ball, man. I told you he got it, man. He flings that lefty like that Tugaloa, but I told you he's bigger than Tugaloa, you know, and I think he got a sweeter ball. You know, even though he got some heck of receivers, you know, but I like him, man. And then he also, like you said it, you hit it on the head. He looked like a little miniature Lamar, you know what I'm saying, a baby Lamar. So it might not be dynamic footwork, you know, because he had injuries before and when he was playing with Indiana. But he does what he need to do to get out the pocket, you know, and throw that ball. He ain't really relying too much on this run because he got a heck of an arm, but he can get out the pocket if he need to. You know, so that's why I want that boy, man. I know we, you know, Justin Field this and that, but I've been watching these four games of him, of his games, you know. So that's what I've been telling you, man. I've been telling people that now you got to keep Justin and this and that. We can't pass on a generational talent like we did with Mahomes and Watson when we got Trubisky. We can't do it.
You're coming to the Commanders.
Hey, most of these quarterbacks that's in the NFL, like right now, like Justin Fields and stuff like that, people aren't giving them enough credit because they've been doing a lot, and I call it the Alex Smith syndrome, because when Alex Smith was with us, every year we would get a new offensive line coordinator or offensive coach or whatever. It was everything was new again. He had to learn something new. He had to keep learning something new. That's what Justin Fields is going through. Like, he keep having to learn this
that's
and learn
true.
That and learn this and learn that. He's not on a pace where though he can learn and be consistent with it. Every time he gets the consistency with it, it changed. So, I mean, I'll take Justin Fields for. I mean, if I didn't have Purdy, because I think he's a great player. He's just with the wrong team because the team don't know what they want to do with the offense, like the offensive coordination, the coaches, and stuff like that is just constantly changing. And who can have consistency when something is constantly changing? That's just my opinion.
That's my opinion too. I think you guys need to build a better offensive line, get a solid, dependable running back. Justin Fields has to tuck the ball and run too much because you guys don't have a running back of note. And that offensive line, you know, we in the same spot as far
that's
as the offensive line.
Right, that's what I said. Everybody, y'all, I hear everything y'all saying, but like I said, I'm giving an opinion on my team. Y'all do what y'all want to do with y'all team, you know. So
well,
it,
I
didn't
give my opinion.
And all what y'all say is true. All what y'all say is true. He's been going up and you know, off different offensive coordinators, this and that, and all that, you know. And but what I'm looking at as far as he don't really have no touch on this thing. He hasn't even thrown over 200. I'm just this my opinion. That's all I'm just saying. I like Pennington better more so than Justin Fields.
It's only
his
second year.
You know,
it's only his third.
They're always patient. Right. They're more patient with other people than not. I don't understand.
I don't want to waste my general manager hat. You know. And miss out on Penix. That's just how I like Penix like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
I like Justin Fields too. I like Justin Fields too.
But
you know
what
I mean? I like him.
And guess what, Ted? You're gonna have growing pains with Penix. So we're going.
Yeah.
You only seen Penix. You haven't seen Penix in the NFL game. You only seen him in college.
But he gave me that ball quicker too, though. I'm looking at
that's
the time.
Yeah,
he got his ball in his hand.
Bro,
you got Justin holding that ball for 5 to 6 seconds.
He's waiting for people to get open.
You know what? I'm not here to convince or nothing. You know, we can contemplate and all this and that. I'm just going to stay with what I say. And that's what it is.
Sports
you know?
Talk, bro.
And,
yeah, sports talk.
And I did it.
All I'm
saying, what I'm
is,
saying, but I'm saying we can go back and forth. No, what I'm saying, bro, hear me out. We can go back and forth, and everything that y'all come with is valid. And I've thought that over, too. Trust me. It's a hard, hard decision, you know? But I'm just saying, I understand that. I agree with all
so
what y'all saying.
What you going to do if they don't pick Penix? If they had a chance to pick Penix and they pass
well,
on
then
him?
I do. What I'm going to do?
They
well, I ain't going to go home. I ain't going to go home and not go Soldier Field. It's just going to be what it is.
How
I just
gonna
hope
feel?
It's
That's all I was going to say. How
no,
are
what they do, I'm going to feel. They depend.
You jumped in and start talking. You didn't let me finish saying what I had to say. Like, we listen, everybody is entitled to say something about every team is all I'm saying.
Right.
Like, we understand it's your team, but it's football. We're all just talking football. I don't need I don't want you to take it. I don't want you to take it personal about what we're saying.
I'm not taking it personal before you continue. No, I can't. No, you can't. No, y'all know. I'm not taking it personal.
Okay, give me 1 second to finish. Just give me 1 second to finish and you can have the floor. All I'm saying is everybody gets to talk about every team. I just don't want nobody to take anything that anybody is saying personal. That's all I'm saying. I just want everybody to have a chance to say whatever they say. You said what you had to say. We're just trying to say what we're trying to say, but we can't get it out because you keep saying how you feel. We got how you feel. We understand how you feel, and we appreciate how you feel, and we respect
right.
how you feel. We're just trying to
right.
get our points out, too, because it's all
exactly.
football. That's all I'm saying. That's
yeah.
all.
We weren't debating. We were just giving our piece. That's
exactly.
And
yeah.
Penix, yes, he's a good quarterback. But like it was stated, you're going to go through growing pains with him as well. Why not
right.
fix that offensive line and the other
yeah.
deficiencies and then
right.
see how Justin Field acts or reacts? You know what I mean?
Give him a real receiver. Give him another receiver. Give
yeah.
somebody to block for him.
Yeah.
Give him a pro back. I mean, Herbert woke up the last couple of weeks, but he ain't been around all season.
All season.
All season, yes, correct. And a lot of this he's been doing on his own. So he been
yep.
I mean he's been winning every regardless of the help that he has. So I mean
yeah.
that's just
y'all
my
can
opinion.
Still squeak in. Well y'all
yeah.
was right there for the playoffs up until Sunday. Right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go to Brother Shane. What's happening, bro?
How everybody doing
hey.
Today? Much love and respect.
A blessing,
hey,
man. Cap, thanks to you again, my brother. I appreciate you.
We
know
family,
we enjoyed
bro.
Ourselves. Yes,
we
sir.
Family, bro.
I appreciate
That's
that,
what
brother.
That's what it's about. It's
hey,
family,
look,
bro.
Yes, sir, my man. That's what I'm talking about. The Michigan game, man, that Michigan game was like that. I really enjoyed that college game because y'all know I don't really sit down and watch a whole college game, but I watched that one last night, and I enjoyed myself watching it. And I like what Cap said. I told Lady T probably about two
mm-hmm.
weeks ago, but I didn't think about it like what Cap said, but I like what he said. It might be the year of them Harbaugh brothers, man. It just might
Tank,
be that.
Don't do that.
Y'all might
Tank.
Be that
like Hold on, Tank. Tank.
Hold on.
Stop.
What?
Stop.
I'm not letting you finish. I ain't trying to cause no family arguments. I'm just saying. I am.
Do it, son.
Oh, hey, y'all know G and Chubb
are making it. Trying to see that Baltimore
yeah.
and 49ers Super Bowl again, man, from when that year the lights got turned out. I think they really
yeah.
want to see that Super
yeah.
Bowl again, man. So I can,
mm.
I can
yeah.
and I told her this. I said, man, I can see y'all going back, man. But I that boy Lamar, man, is. What's your word, Lady T? Amazing.
Amazing.
That boy is wicked, man.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. And I like what Kara said when everybody tried to say this about him and that about him, and that boy went out there and did his job this year. I know Mama, yeah. She over there. I know she over there having a ball. It might. Mama, I know you listening. You might as well go ahead and take over. I know it's a lot of burgundy and gold in there. You might as well put a whole lot of purple and black in there now.
They got enough. Come on. They got enough.
They got enough.
Ted gave them Christmas ornaments and candy machines. They got enough.
Lord have mercy. Thanks to Ted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Yeah, all right. I really enjoyed that game. I didn't get to watch the whole Washington game like I want to because I had to leave out and I was driving. And I had to remember what Kale always say, hey, you can't look at that phone while you're driving. Put
right.
That phone down.
Yeah, right.
So you don't.
Don't make me put you on blast.
Cut out, Lady C. Stop snitching.
Boy.
Lady T, stop. Stop it, Lady T.
I ain't saying that one more thing.
Let's
I'm
go
done.
To D-Ma. What's
me
up,
D-Ma?
Phone off mute, bro.
Oh, it's me? I thought y'all said me-Ma. What's good with that?
You said D-Ma. Okay, what's up, son?
Hey, D-Ma. How are you?
We good.
Happy New Year. Already saying to everybody. What's the topic? I don't know. I was everywhere.
We talking about that Alabama-Michigan game and that Washington-Texas game.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I ain't watch it. I ain't invested in college.
Mm.
Well,
I understand. I used to be that way, too, but once I've realized, how am I going to know who's the best player to pick in the draft if I don't see him in action in their college game?
That's easy because you ain't going to pick nobody. They even if you want them to pick somebody, they might pick somebody totally left field from Division Two or something. So that's easy.
Let me ask you a question, man. Do you like sports for real, man? Do you? I mean, you don't hate
with the Ravens.
A team
he with the Ravens right now,
man.
I'm with Baltimore right now until
yeah.
something happens.
I'm with
Lamar until something happens. I don't know what you're talking about, Mom. Yeah. I'm Baltimore until something happens.
I'm Uncle Cap for real. Oh my god.
That's
your grandmother
going off on me. The answer to your question though, I do like sports. I'm just I'm probably not invested as much as everybody else, but yeah, I do love sports though. I play the game and you know, I love sports.
Okay. Just say.
Okay.
All right. Y'all, we got a 111. 111.
That's no.
111.
That's no.
111. Call.
The Falcons. From Falcons.
Oh,
I mean, you know, it, from parts unknown. But that part don't really matter. You know what I'm saying? Take off the jacket, loosen up the tie, step inside the booth. Superman is alive. So, look, man. Like, Justin Fields has been looking at cars and homes in Atlanta, and I don't appreciate y'all trying to stop him from coming down here, man. Y'all stop that, man.
I know that's right.
Let us get Justin Fields, man. But as far as the game goes, Nick Saban is the devil. That team had no business being as far as they were. He's just one of the best to ever do it, and he got them to that game. Like, ultimately, like, that team, that's one of the worst Alabama teams. You know, he's a problem because he can run and everything,
And this ain't the typical Alabama team. So, yeah, Michigan playing tough. They got them. Shout out to them.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, but did anybody else see the look on Nick Saban's face at the end of the game? Well, really, before the end of the game, he looked like he was trying. He could not wait to get off of that sideline. He was like, locker room. And when that clock hit zero, bruh looked like he was running combine drills. He got the hell out of there. He didn't want no camera.
He had to take a boot. That's all. He had to take a boot.
Who called that fourth down boot? Who called that?
Exactly.
And why?
He's gonna be in there. I find it funny how we call him goal line boots. No foot, like no option to throw. Like what are we doing here? Yeah, I'm sure he was going off in that OC.
Yeah. And I'm sure when he does appear, camera, he gonna throw that OC under the bus. What?
Tell me,
absolutely.
No responsibility.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, man. That was a terrible way to lose. Like they was winning for the most part of the game. And then for them to lose the way they lost in overtime,
That was terrible. The blocking wasn't even set up for that play, though. Like, if you're going to run that, you got to have the blockers out front.
Right.
Exactly. But, hell, the other team got TV, too, so they were sitting in the whole house. They had everybody on the line.
Facts.
Oh, man.
Waiting on that. The whole house.
Yes.
They probably, hey, look, they was like, oh, he running that for real.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They like playing man with your little brother. You know his favorite play. Oh, he going to run that again. Let me go.
Man, you going to run that again?
Real quick and take
you
up out of here.
Yeah, that's slant.
That's crazy.
Hey, but the Washington game, yeah, Phoenix and them, they look good. They just look like a much better team than Texas. Texas offensive, they just ain't on the same level. The only problem with Phoenix is he's 23 and he's had ACL surgeries on both knees. So probably, you know, he's in the first, top of the second, somebody going to try to steal him. But he's not going to get drafted like he should, like based on his body of work, just because of those
Oh, wow.
You know, I forgot he had – 2 ACL surgeries.
Oh,
that,
wow.
That changes things. That changes things.
A lot of money.
ACL, that's an older person injury. That is not no young injury. Even though anybody can get it, you know, can have that surgery. That can happen to anybody. But it seemed like these injuries are happening younger and younger and younger. Like, they ain't in the gym like they're supposed to be. Like, something ain't right.
Well, and we said it. Football isn't football anymore. Pro level, college level, these guys don't really get out and work out like they used to. So, we're seeing injuries, like you said, that are normally older guys. Injuries. We're seeing these injuries happen to younger players, you know? And it's just because they've decided, no, we can't do this. We can't do that. We're going to find you for this and find you for that. And these guys, football is a sport that your body has to be prepared to play. There's no shortcuts, sugar in it, no. You can't do any of that. You have to seriously prepare to play the game. And unfortunately, organizations have chosen to protect, you know. And I'm like, it's only so much protection you can do.
He ain't lying. Because this is borderline flag football in a minute.
Boy.
Flag football.
Boy.
Might as well be flag football.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Shoot. Might as well be playing dodgeball.
All right, y'all. Great conversation. It has lasted an hour. So we're going to scratch the NBA because nothing really is going on. And
right.
What we'll do is this right here. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, I thought this was your song. Here we go. All right, so
it better be
563-999-3782. Lady T and Lady T's pick when we return.
We're on the right.
Go. I ain't never ran from a. No, I ain't never. If I did, cut my legs out right now. I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk, always talking about his fault. Oh. Yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off, real talk. Never tell a lie to a dog. Nope. When it come to them, you gotta play around. And I never ever let get to me. Why not? Ain't worth my energy. What you had to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never ever ever. I never ever ever go against my kind for some on the other side. Never ever ever. I never ever ever put a for the money, gotta get it when it come to mind. Lately I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke, still gon' be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me, you know where I be. Work. Still posted up like I leave. Now. Trust me, them choppers gon' bang. Cavity teeth, you been out there. Yeah, man, put a stack in her rack. Go. I'm Dr. Seuss, give me cat in the head. Booty pump.
Y'all forgive me. Come on, T.
Okay, okay, and there it goes. We ain't playing with nobody in 2024. We giving it to you straight. No chaser. For all my dough. Okay. Lady T's picks, you guys, are in this order. Okay? We have... 8 pick. Well, congratulations to Mom Betty for last week's winner. Okay? We are in week 17, you guys, going on to week 18. This is our last week, week 18. I cannot believe it's gone by so fast. I'm kind of sad. But here we go. 8 picks, you guys. 8 picks. And it was pretty good this week. 8 picks. We have Meemaw and Ted at 8 picks. 9 picks, we have a husband and wife, which is not me and my husband, so it has to be Kel and Reese. 10 picks, we have 007. And if you haven't heard your name, you could be the winner, you guys. You could be the winner. So cross your fingers and toes and your eyes. It could be you. All right? 11 picks, you guys. 11 picks. We have G, Kirby, 57, Tang, and Lady T, myself. Okay? And if you still haven't heard your name, it could be you. Let's keep it going. 12 picks are in the building, guys. 12 picks. And with that is Mom Betty. All right, 13 picks, you guys, 13 picks. This person name I'm about to call, I know, I'm going to be, listen, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Cap, you are the winner. Cap is the winner again, you guys. Listen, we're going to have to get on Cap, y'all. We're going to have to get on Cap. Cap has won again.
Congrats, bro.
Look, Cap, tell me some facts, bro.
It's way to do it, Cap. That's fine.
Congratulations,
wins.
Oh,
man.
Cap.
Wait.
Wow. Congratulations, Cap.
Congratulations.
Cap told his piece late.
Hey, Cap.
I was close on a couple of things if I would have went with a couple of picks the other way. But good
exactly.
One.
Hey, Cap, I'm so glad you won.
We owe
Because now we got hit 57. Now we ain't got hit 57 talking trash, thinking he the pick
Don,
Don on this show.
Yeah.
Okay.
I gave him two already. I gave him 2 weeks he won. I gave two of them to him.
Ladies, show enough
did. Take that money and put it towards the show, please.
I definitely will. But hey, Cap, We still got to get up, Cap. I know.
We gonna get up. Listen, okay. We gonna get up, man. I ain't going nowhere. Y'all ain't going nowhere. We family now. Y'all
Back.
Stuck with a brother.
I know that's right. We love you, bro.
That's right.
You hear that, Kel?
We family. You stuck with us, boy. You know what I'm talking
damn.
About?
Damn.
You know what I'm talking about?
Damn. Nah, that's what's up.
Cap has won 5 times.
Mm.
5 times Cap has won.
It's the year of the hardball, man. It's the year of the hardball.
Push that button,
big bro. Push it, big bro.
He's about to do himself.
Yeah, that's what's up. Congratulations, Cap, for 5 victories this season. Congratulations. And Big Boy, welcome in, Big Boy.
Big Boy.
What's up? Hey,
what's up, Big Boy? What it do, soldier?
What's up, good, bro? What's up?
You sounding good over there.
Yeah, you are.
Thanks a lot.
Happy New Year, big boy.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, man? Hey, look.
Happy New Year.
After that game the other night, I'm doing a lot better than a lot of people.
What game, man?
After that grand loss, me.
Oh boy.
Oh, we ain't there yet, big boy.
Big boy. You know, man, you real cool with each other, big boy.
Yeah, we're going to always be cool.
Come on, big boy.
We've
been doing good
cool,
the whole
baby.
Show.
Jerry ain't got no money running through your house. We're going to always be cool.
My man. You know that.
Jerry. Let me tell what Kirby said. Kirby said, "For Cap, this for Cap." He said, "Jerry Jones helping Cap win the Lady Chiefs pick."
They gave you one. He paid for that one, man. That's what a billionaire.
Hey, that's what gets you a billionaire.
You can do that.
Hey, Ted, all I tell everybody is hook or crook, man. I told you we was going to win with Jimmy Johnson in the building.
Yes, sir.
Hey, in Jerry's world, everything is Jerry's world, you know?
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
But on that play, seriously.
Jerry wins.
For real. On a serious note, real quick, I know we laughing and giggling and all that. But either way, had he reported or not, he still lined up illegal. The play still was not going to go down.
What do you mean?
He lined up on the front line. He was illegal. Nah. He lined up. If you see, yes,
nah,
he was. They showed the picture.
He was lined
it
up
was
like a tight end.
He was in the middle, bro. They circled him. They circled all both of them. They circled them on Stephen A. Show and on First Take. First Things First. They circled him in the middle. It would have been illegal formation in that lineup, the way he was lined up. It would have been illegal formation, or he, like they said, he didn't report. Either way, the play would have been called. They would have flagged him for the play. Either way.
Well,
what I saw on Good Morning Football yesterday, because I fell asleep by the time the game ended, but they were saying that Detroit was trying to fake out the Cowboys sending all three linemen to the referee,
mm-hmm.
but they end up faking the referee out. the referee, because they said Buddy reported, but, you know, they all three of them reported in actuality, so they was kind of stuck, like, oh, wait a minute, I don't know what's going on, what, or, you know, so they said they called the wrong guy as the one that should have been eligible when it was another guy, but, hey.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
You're right, the ref didn't know what was going on. That was a problem.
And they say...
Yeah, but it ain't the ref business to try to figure it out either. Even you make it clear what's going on or don't.
But the ref called out the wrong number. When he went up to the line and let the defense know who was eligible, he called out the wrong number. That's why it wasn't nobody checking number 68. So, you know, like they said, they tried to deceive everybody, which, hey, look, that was gamesmanship. There's nothing wrong really with them. Three people walking up to him because long all three of them didn't say that they was eligible. So it really wasn't nothing wrong with all three of them walking to the referee. It's just that the referee called out the wrong number. That was the referee.
Exactly
call.
Right. Then. Right. Yeah. Right. Because you posted, you know, you posted.
That's what I said. The commentators, they called out the wrong thing in the stadium. Like they called the wrong number out in the stadium. You can hear it. They calling out the wrong number in the stadium.
Y'all see why arguing with Kane is useless.
It's a no-go.
It's useless. You hear how he just said exactly what it was. And you left just looking at him like, damn.
I ain't gonna try to
sugarcoat nothing when we all saw what happened.
If
I got on here and started talking crazy, all of y'all would be like, come on, Tang. Now, you know darn well that ain't what happened. But, you know,
but I got
They messed up bad.
I had a good argument already.
It ain't working.
Going to hit you with it. Now I can't put my argument out there. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Now,
but can I say this,
I know,
though?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead. Oh, but on this thing, though, now I watched Dan Orlovsky. Now, you know, he's supposed to be the quarterback guru. He's saying that now they got a play sheet where they told the refs, this we're going to do this at some point of the game, you know. So by them three going over there, the ref know. But then also you did make the point, like you say, they are supposed to try to trick Dallas, you know. But I don't know what was going on with the ref and this and that, though. But I did see three people go over there. You know what I'm saying, brother? I don't know what was said, but it's like he said, the refs know what they're going to call at some point in the game because they get a play. They know what the playbook, play sheet and stuff is going to be called. So they go still tell them, hey, we're going to do this at some point so you know this is what's going to be happening. So,
and Ted, you ain't lying because I learned that this week too when the man did say that. He said that all the referees go to the coaches and say, what trick plays do y'all have up y'all sleeve this week so we'll know? And they said that he did tell them that at the beginning of the game. I heard them say that, too.
Yeah, he did. Pre-game. They did that pre-game.
Yeah, I heard that, too, pre-game.
Hey, well,
Jerry got
favorite. Nobody was more upset than Baltimore old coach. What's his – Rex Ryan. Rex went all. Rex said, everybody trying to pass the buck, why don't you accept your wrong like a man? And I was like, okay, Rex. All right.
Yeah, calm down, sir. You did nothing when you was a head coach. So, sir, calm down. You didn't even have no trickery plays with the people. So, calm down.
No. Rex is defensive coordinator. He ain't
he had the butt fumble. That was on his watch.
The butt fumble.
Come on in here, Rev T. What's up, Rev?
Unmute yourself.
This ain't Rev. The other one, 1-1-1-1-1-1-1.
Where's 57?
1-2-7.
There you go. Where's 57 at?
He not on.
Seven, one, two.
Go ahead, Red.
Red,
okay. He dropped. He'll call back. And who was surprised for real? You know, these referees been screwing up games all season.
So I'm not surprised. And I know we always say at Jerry's World, but these refs been messing up everywhere they've gone this season. It's not just at Jerry's World, you know? So the fact that this referee didn't have the right number.
He probably was drunk.
Maybe. Who knows?
Come on, man.
Drunk or high or something. You know?
Oh, Tom, I'm curious. If somebody came to you early, like Ted just said. No, like if Ted said the people came to him early, which I do remember that. They come to you early and say, we got these trickery plays or whatever, so be looking out for this or whatever. And then you let it slide on past like you ain't him or you wasn't paying attention or you ain't think that they was going to run it or whatever you was thinking at the time. It just slipped. It went right over your head. Like, yeah. I mean, listen, you was something besides sober. I can tell you that.
Huh. All right, y'all. Another new caller. 675. What you got, baby?
And what's your name?
It's Kale's Corner, the DOC.
What's
I'm popping
up,
in here
hey,
talking
Doc.
To Burgundy and Gold.
What's
up,
going
on?
Hey, Doc.
What's going on with
you? I've been trying to hang in here, man. See, y'all late nighters. I'm an early bird. I'm up and it's dark. Y'all don't get up till noon. See, I know Mr. Kirby don't even wake up till noon. Y'all doing all this late stuff, so I said, let me squeeze in here and get a few moments. Happy New Year and say hello.
Happy New Year.
I'm subscribed to Patreon. I got you.
Doc, great job.
It, yeah.
Great job with your daytime show. I love it. Great job.
Yeah. Then, you know, doing a lot of fill-in. I'll be in tomorrow from 1 to 4. I'll be with the Rooster. And then, so like I say, when you get called down to the minors, man, you got to grind. You got to get work. And especially when you're in your golden ages, you got to really work twice as hard to stay on top of these young people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So, no, I'm getting it done. I still got a lot left.
That's what's up.
You do.
That's
what's going
your,
on.
Your Patreon be popping.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy that. We have a good time. It is what's obvious to some is not obvious to the masses. Pro sports is this is an awful position to be in where you're run by a guy who's not good at what he does and he influences so many people because his staff is not really good because he hires a bunch of relatives. Mm. And so you're putting these young kids' careers at the mercy of people who don't know what the hell they're doing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you never have a whole bunch of great coaches, but it's just absolutely insane what I've witnessed over there. And, And I just can't wait for that game to end Sunday, and hopefully we can turn a page and start rebuilding. Because they do have some good players, some good kids, but you got this dude, his people in charge, and it's a clown show. And I'm just, you know, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Mm.
And that first half against the Niners was an indication. The 49ers just came off a loss. They were serious. And that should have been a tie score. The kid throws an interception second quarter in the red zone. That's points.
Yep.
Even if we don't score touchdowns, they would have had points. We would have been even with the Niners. And then I talked to a good friend of mine who's a high-ranking official with the 49ers today. He said they were on the ropes. Had Brissett been healthy and started, they might have tried to win it. Because he's clearly better than Howell right now.
Yeah.
And so that's another Rivera stink bomb. Because maybe if he let Kobe compete, maybe he would have started in September. And Howell would have been able to develop slower. He may be able to play. I like him, but he ain't no starter. Not right now, not if Kobe Bissett's on the same team. I mean, everybody, a blind man can see that. Yeah.
Right.
So we got played again. Once again, we got hoodwinked by the system, and so we're rebuilding again. Second pick in the draft again. That's not good. But it is what it is.
Doc, I know you've seen it, and I know you heard of it. What say you on this Dallas controversy with these referees?
What's the controversy? You know, look, how many years I got to tell people? If you get to work a game in Dallas as a ref, you got to get to your car after the game. They never get calls against them. Every time they bring in these clowns to put them into the ring of fame, they always lose the game. And they should have lost that one, I guess. I didn't watch it because I just was fed up. Why would I waste my time? I know what's going to happen. It don't matter. They'll lose in the playoffs, as always, because they're undisciplined. Now, that's talented. I love watching the defense. They're run by another guy that overrated their head coach. Now their defensive coordinator Quinn is a hell of a coach.
I hope
he gets the hell out of there. But
no,
it's Dallas, man, and Jerry controls the league. One thing about him, I think he's a horrible football guy, but he's a great business person. He knows how to make money. They got a great brand. They sell all that junk all over the country, and they haven't won in 26 years.
Preaching, you're preaching good.
And yet, every time you talk, somebody talking about the Cowboys in the Super Bowl. What the hell are you talking about? It's been 26 years since they've been in the championship game, but every commentator on every show has them in the top five. Man, that just is a joke. But it's a running joke, and we'll see what happens. I'm just hoping the Niners.
Fake face is red right now.
I hope the Niners don't be hurt. Niners are banged up a little bit, and they're not the same team if a couple of their players aren't there. But I'm hopeful that the Niners will end this. Philadelphia shows you. Let me prove my point to you. They lost both their coordinators, the Eagles, and they're not the same team.
Right.
And Indianapolis was garbage, and Indianapolis might get into the playoffs. Coaching matters. Guys that can get people to do their job, it matters.
Yeah.
You can put these, like Rivera got his whole family on the staff. Nephews, uncles, nieces, son, daughter, everybody over there. And we're one of the worst teams in football.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
They won't let Doug Williams get nowhere near the program. Doug Williams don't even get in. He does not get – he's not involved in football operations.
Right.
Why? Not at all. Ron don't let him be. He ain't involved in nothing.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know. Yeah, the whole thing is rigged. That's why I can't wait for them. If I had my druthers, I'd fire him at halftime.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd fire him at halftime. Yeah.
Because, Doc, I cannot remember a time as a Washington fan I have been hurt, depressed. My buddies always say, I go to sleep after the game. So I've been staying woke, taking their abuse, and using every team goes through this. No one is always on top. But when I look at this team and I think about the game last week when it was – the fourth quarter, like 2 minutes left, we got the ball and we ran it back to back three times, getting stopped, and they just kicked the damn ball off for the field goal. And as beautiful as Jacoby Brissett was running this offense
and moving these guys down the field, they completely took the ball out of his hand. I said, you know what? We're tanking. We're tanking. They want that high draft pick as if that is some prize or something. If Tom Brady hasn't proven anything to us, it doesn't matter when you get picked. The only thing that matters is what type of motivation you have as a player. Mm-hmm. Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy as well. It don't matter where they
pose this question to you. Okay, since y'all, you saying y'all taking with tanking, which y'all will move up to number two. What board do you want to pick at number two? Or do you, are you going to go for one of them quarterbacks, generational quarterbacks, or what are you going to go for? Are you going to trade that pick or what?
Hey, I'm glad I'm not paid to make that decision.
Jesus.
For real. I'm glad I'm
you
not
like
paid.
Me. You like me, bro.
Hold on,
we got a heart. We got a heck of a decision. Yes, sir.
I just said that. We don't, you feel me, about the picks. So I'm glad this came full circle so you can see what I was talking about. I literally just said it in the beginning of the show.
Shut up,
T-Rock. Yeah.
Shut
you
up,
don't know
T-Rock.
All of us are all supposed to be generational talents.
Right.
Yes.
And Mahomes wasn't even drafted that. He wasn't a high first-round pick. And
to
be a generational talent.
Him.
Yeah, when you were generational talent, you got to have a generational coaching staff.
Thank you.
And a generational leaders. Because Manning and Troy Aikman got their brains beat out their first year.
Mm-hmm.
But they ended up with coaches. Mora and Jimmy Johnson. You got to have a coach or you ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah, that's totally true.
So until we find out who's going to be the coach, it don't matter.
That's totally true. But as far as we saying generational talent, you look at Mahomes' stats. You look at how many yards he threw them past his last two seasons in college. You look at Pennies. You look at how many yards he threw. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying as far as their talent. That's true. The team they go to and see, you know, how they're blocking and all that. That's definitely true. But I'm just saying as far as that, because we, like I said, I'm looking at the Bears. We choose Trubisky instead of passing on Mahomes. Who was way better than Trubisky in college, and we also passed on to Watson, who had just came from winning the championship year before, what have you.
But as a picker, the people who made the selections were crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's my point. The people who are doing the selecting don't know what the hell they're doing. We had Dan Snyder here.
Exactly.
He picked Dwayne Haskins. Nobody here wanted Dwayne Haskins. The owner did that. And because his kid went to high school 1 year with him. That was the owner. That had nothing to do with football people. They didn't want him. They didn't have him. They had him as a second-round pick. Good player, but no, they weren't ready for him. Mahomes went to the best coach in the league, Andy, and he didn't play his first year. He didn't have to play.
I just said that.
So if you can bring a guy along, like if we had started Brissett this year and played Howell sparingly, and he could have developed watching a veteran.
Yeah.
Ron Rivera blew that. He blew it.
Well, Ron Rivera has blown quarterback decisions damn near his whole tenure here. Because last year, when he took Heineke out, and brought in the dude from the Eagles.
Wentz.
When he brought Wentz in, and Wentz proceeds to underthrow his first pass, second pass was an interception. He came back out. He overthrew his first pass on that drive, second pass, an interception. And everybody was like, what is Ron Rivera doing when they come to these quarterbacks? You know?
He has no idea.
Cam, it's a bigger story with Ron Rivera. Ultimately, you can look at Ron Rivera's coaching career, and say Cam Newton got this man job security and a certain credibility just by winning in those Cam years. You see what he actually is. So Ron Rivera
Cam Newton was the version of Michael Jordan. He didn't win with Cam. He didn't win at all with Michael Jordan.
Well, I'm still. You copped out, though, man.
What?
Y'all copped out. Your Washington fans who's talking. Y'all Washington fans was talking about this and that. I asked y'all a question about who would y'all pick on y'all second pick. And y'all just copped out. I came with my suggestion and I got a lot of this and that. But I want to hear, give me some type of choice.
Let me finish.
I like left tackle
quick.
At
Penn
State.
To y'all previous point about draft picks, drafting is an inexact science. It's basically gambling. So just put it in these terms. The first round picks, that's like a $100 scratch-off ticket. The later round picks where you got to discover something, that's like a $1 scratch-off ticket. Now, how many of them scratch-off tickets are you going to get right? That's the question. So ultimately, yes, all a gamble. But you prefer to have a premium ticket than have the other one, thinking you're going to get everything right. But, yeah, that's what it is. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
And
everybody
Washington.
In the draft, if
ahead,
I had to pick
ahead,
a guy, I would take Daniels, the guy to LSU.
Thank you. I heard something. Thank you.
Yeah.
Instead
because
of all that other
thing. To my man in Baltimore, you got to be, because your line ain't going to be fixed in 1 year. So you got to have a guy that's elusive.
And see, Ted, it's not like we copping out. Washington needs so much. It's hard to put your finger on a player and say, I'm good with him.
Yeah, I did that, and that's the same for me too. But that's the same for me too. But what I'm saying, I committed to who I committed to. You know what I'm saying? And then everybody, I committed to Michael Penix. That's what I said. I would pick Michael Penix.
Well, I'd say Daniels, who I do.
Okay, that's great. I heard something, but what I'm saying, Kel.
Well, hold on. You can trade down to like 15 to 20 and still get Michael Penix. So why would you take Michael Penix at number two? And then the other point is when we look at Carolina, where they traded a first and a next year first last year to move up and get the quarterback.
That was stupid.
And then Houston walks away with that haul and look at Houston now. So if you're in that top three, if you're not sure about one of them quarterbacks, man, the trade is there for you. Sucker somebody.
Yeah. Caleb and Daniel, and I'll tell you what, I like the kid out of Oregon, too. I'm not convinced
Bo Nix.
That kid who started off at Auburn, who ended up at Oregon,
Bo Nix.
He showed me something. But at the second pick, you cannot make a mistake. You got to get the best. So Caleb Williams or Daniels, to me, I don't think you can go wrong. I like Pinnock a lot, though. Don't get me wrong. But I think two is too high.
Because
I think I can trade back up and get him at 10.
Right.
But don't forget they got the Chicago Bear pick, which would be like the 32nd, 33rd. So you can still make some moves.
Yeah, and plus, we ain't even hit the draft cycle lion season yet. So when people start lying, when the draft cycle starts, and they start telling us Michael Penix. They're going to tell us Michael Penix got Fred Sanford knees. They're going to tell us all kind of stuff before all this starts.
I love it. He's a hell of a player, but he's had some surgeries.
Hey, bottom line, both teams got mind-blowing decisions to make, you know, like Heat Wave say.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm with Justin Fields, man. I think Chicago has not put the proper team around that young man, you know?
I agree. I like Fields.
Yeah.
If they could get like a guy, like I'd love to have the enemy coaching Fields.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's a sight.
And I'd also like to see Eric Bieniemy be a head coach and not the coordinator. Because he throws too much for me. But I love the way he runs the team. I love the way he runs the team.
Yeah. I'm with you 100% on that. And with that said, Doc, Kirby is on here dying to say something to you. Go ahead, Kirby.
Okay. You on the line, too.
Hey, how y'all doing? How everybody? Hey, Doc, and how was your Black Eyed Peas?
That was fantastic, man. Good morning. I told you were still asleep. I said, rich people don't wake up early.
Well, I'm recouping, and I'm going to get my old job back there at Chippendale's dancing for them women over 75 years old, you know, doing the table dancing stuff, you know. But it's always a pleasure to have you here, Doc. Appreciate
you. We talk about the quarterback. I like Pennant. I like these guys. I think Bo Nix can play, the kid out of Carolina. But when you got the second pick, we blew it the first time because we could have had Tua and or the kid in with the Chargers. Because Chase Young right now has shown he's not elite.
Yeah.
So I hope y'all get something.
Chase Young.
Whatever y'all get, y'all going to need a line around him.
Chase Young wanted to party.
Good line.
He wanted to party. And dip snuff.
Yeah.
More than.
Well, it's a level of black middle class kids. I call them Huxtables.
Okay.
And so when they come out, they just don't get it. They lose their mind instead of grinding. He thought he had arrived. And he's a good kid, but even with Bosa now, Bosa's so much better than him. And I thought he was going to be better than both Bosas. But so far, he's not. I'll take the boy in Pittsburgh, Watt, the boy in Cleveland. Those are monsters. The boy in Dallas, he's unbelievable. We ain't got nothing like that.
Parsons.
Parsons, yeah.
Yeah. Doc, you know you got to run. We know you got to run, but we got one more person that want to speak to Doc. Rev T, come on in here.
Oh, man, I ain't want to speak to Doc, man. I called Doc and talked to that Doc anytime I want to. I just called to tell y'all Bama's Happy New Year and what you think about how. You know, Kel, let's go back a couple of weeks ago, Kel. You stole me. But, as a matter of fact, Lady T, I think he put me on mute because I said how wasn't the answer. And I said that not to be – Not to be an ass about it, but it just is what it is as far as his development. And a little bit of it is the offensive line, but some of it, he got to have self-reflection on himself because if you ever question Eric Bieniemy and his play calling, well, Jacoby Brissett, just told you what EB been calling is the thing. The thing is just he needs somebody to sling that thing the right way, you know. And I want to say this: the game of football, Doc. While I got you here, I got to ask you a question. Do you think that young boy got concussed somewhere along the way? We talking about how, but because the motion I'm seeing for him, the lay on passes, not seeing his reads all the way. That's a little bit size of concussion, a little bit confused, and you know, like I know, Doc, he might got a little light one, and they might not talking about it. But do you think they've been monitoring, or maybe I'm just talking out the side of my head?
No, you're not off. He is just he holds the ball too long. He played well. Don't forget, let's go back. Remember that boy, number two, the boy that played with him in Carolina. Who's on our team now? Wide receiver.
He dropped
two bombs that would have been touchdowns. He didn't get credit for that. Sam's a good quarterback. He's not playing like he's better than Jacoby Brissett. And had Jacoby Brissett been allowed to play and beat him out, Sam could have come along slower and learned better, and not had all these picks. He threw too many red zone interceptions. They were playing that game. That first half of the game was fantastic. He made some great throws.
I said that. Mm-hmm.
And then I just talked to a high-ranking official with the 49ers tonight, and he told me, he says, we were lucky to get out of there because we had a couple of injuries. Their defensive line, their two starters didn't play. And
yeah.
B-Rob was killing them. He said, we couldn't stop B-Rob. And had y'all kept running and had Brissett, y'all might have won the game. And I said, I'm damn sure glad we didn't because I want that second pick because I need Ron out of here and I need to get me another quarterback or a left tackle.
Right.
So, but we not as bad as this season was. The kid held the ball too damn long. Eric is better than it showed, but Eric didn't have B-Rob the last 2 weeks. And
right.
then Rodriguez got hurt. See, so he never had the power back the whole time healthy. And then when we we played two offensive linemen that hadn't played pretty much, Trent hadn't played all year. And he played against one of the best pass rushers in football in Nick Bosa. And Nick didn't kill him. The boy balled out. That shows you how ignorant Rivera is. They didn't even play the guy. So last year, we were playing a quarterback that was shot, and he should have played Howell, and he didn't. He's effed up this whole thing. I would have fired him 7 weeks ago. As soon as I bought the team, I would have fired him. I'd have ran with Eric. If Eric was running the whole team, we'd have a tougher team.
Mm-hmm.
The team. Eric is a hell of a coach. I don't like as many passes as he did, but I think he felt like his hands were tied. I would love to get Ron out of there, and if I'm really pulling for Eric, I hope he gets out of here too and go get somewhere he can do his thing.
Mm-hmm.
But until I find out who's in charge here, I want everybody I care about to get the hell out of here. But if we get a good coach, this place could flip it in 1 year, just like Indianapolis did. Houston's winning with a rookie quarterback and a first-year coach.
Yeah, Texas. Mm-hmm.
With Ron sold you some bull crap 4 years. It don't take 4 years. Detroit did it in two.
Yeah.
You got to have a quarterback, and you got to have a hard-nosed coach. You can't have a sissy running your program.
That's like the Texans. The Texans, okay. the Texans, everybody rookies over there. The DeMeco Ryans was our defensive coordinator, the 49ers defensive coordinator. He's the head coach over there. C.J. Stroud is a rookie. Like, they doing it over there in the Texans. Like you said, it don't take 4 years. It take a year, 2 years at the most.
Okay,
to show
okay
exactly
with that.
What
you just got to find one dummy in the draft to make a trade with. Like the Texans.
Okay.
So
now, with that, then, can I ask you a question, Mr. Doc? Okay.
Yeah.
With that, with the Bears, my team being the Bears, who would you pick the number one on that? What would you do with that pick?
Well, I have not done the research, so it's not like I know everything's going on. My eyes tell me I like the kid Daniels out of LSU. Because I need as close as I can get to the Ravens guy. I need a dual threat guy with a gun because I can't protect him in 1 year. It's going to take me 2 years to build the offensive line back.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the guy Daniels is the guy I would take. If not, I would take the left tackle out of Penn State. And my next pick would be the right. I take two offensive linemen in the first round. Couldn't get my quarterback. And I go with Brissett, and I go with Howell. And then I maybe pick up a quarterback in the third or fourth if I like somebody. But I'm going with three guys, but I got to get my O-line right because Trent showed me something, but I got to make some changes. And so I want to walk away with three new offensive linemen out of the draft, a quarterback and linebacker. Mm-hmm. And then free agents and all that. Don't forget we got almost $100,000, $100 million in cap space or whatever they got. I'm going to go get me a veteran. But I want guys I don't want nobody that wasn't from the Ravens, Steelers, Seahawks, or Niners organizations. Because I want guys who hit in practice. I don't want nobody soft. I need Seahawks. I'm getting guys from certain programs. If you're not with the Steelers, the Ravens, Seahawks, or 49ers, I have no interest in you. In the veterans. Yeah. I want guys that know we're going to hit in practice. We're going to have some contact.
Yeah.
This Rivera bubble crap and all that. No. We're not tough enough.
I look at Morgan Moses now. I remember he
in the
was
league.
Captain
Sheriff.
Penalty. Now
we got three
the Ravens
starting
line
of linemen in the league playing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
jeez,
credit Ron Rivera for that.
I was great to say that. Yep. Credit Ron Rivera.
Well,
three,
give him all the credit.
Moses, Sheriff, and Williams are starting in the NFL in 2023, and none of them are here.
Yep.
Chase,
Webb,
everybody.
He's
got a lot of
faith.
Trent Williams.
Candy.
We got your whole team.
Do you?
Yeah, he blew it.
Now, this is DMV Kale, not Doc Walker. But I'm of the mindset that Rivera was trying to set EB up as far as in training camp, picking up all these defensive players and allowing the offensive linemen to go and then put this welcome to Walmart, how can I help you, offensive line together, and then put the rookie quarterback in, and they could not provide any protection for this boy. And it's this man. So I look at Ron Rivera and I say, I still don't know what Sam Howell is or isn't, because he's never had a fair chance at showing his production.
Well, either way, it was his own demise. He committed suicide either way.
Right.
So I don't think he's smart enough to have figured that out. You're giving him too much credit. I don't think he knows what the hell
Rivera.
Is going on. Rivera. I don't think he's that smart. Hmm. And so I can't say that I think he thought of anything. He got his whole family on payroll, and I ain't mad at him for that. He got all his ex-players on payroll. I can't hate loyalty. I don't even hate loyalty. He operated without a boss because that jackass owner we had gave him the keys to the palace because he didn't know what the hell he was doing. So Ron's over his head. Nobody's ever given Rivera that much power.
Credit.
And there's a reason for it. And his record overall will be a losing record, which tells you all you need to know. Why are you employing a guy with a losing record as your head coach? With all these people out here, just ask yourself the question. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
because when they fired the defensive coordinator, I was saying, instead of y'all firing them, y'all should have fired the head coach and kept it moving.
No, that's his buddy. No, don't fall for that. He gave his buddy a pass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, him and Jack Boyd. He got out of here. He took that. Don't fall for that.
Yeah,
and this dude's spineless. He's spineless.
But you,
he came in
but
there.
You know
what? And
what
did he tell you? I'm going to simplify everything and make it and so we can play fast. The Dolphins beat us wide open. Everybody beating our ass. He's coaching defense now, and they're awful.
Yeah.
See, so all I'm telling you is that don't fall for that.
Okay.
We can't get nothing accomplished until they get rid of him.
Wow. That's deep.
That's real. That's real. And I ain't got a horse in the race at all. I'm just telling you that he ain't showed me nothing. I never understood why we would hire somebody that got fired because they lost to us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. And then He comes out, his first press conference with the media, he's talking about players aren't, a few players are uncomfortable with Eric Bieniemy's intensity. When
that was him.
We watching them play, and they playing with the intensity of wet tissue. They need.
Yeah, that was him. Ain't nobody kidding him. That was him.
Okay.
That was him.
That was him.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
take my job.
That was him.
Yeah.
Didn't want Eric. Yeah, he wanted to slide. He was hating Eric the whole time. See, Andy, Ron worked for Andy, and Andy loves Eric. Don't let me tell you what. I'll tell you who miss Eric. Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Kansas City miss Eric.
Real bad.
You need a guy. You need a porcupine in there. He makes people uncomfortable. He makes them do their job. Kansas City wish they had him back.
I like
they made him back because you need a guy that's pushing everybody. Eric Bieniemy, I wish he was the head coach, but I don't want him as the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
I want somebody else running the offense. I want him running the team because then I know everybody will be on point.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want him. He throw too much for me. I ain't into all that passing. Mm. I ain't into shotgun. I need a run-based coach. I'm a hardball guy. I need a guy
that
pisses everybody off. But he wins.
Yeah.
He won it.
Yeah.
He wins everywhere he's at. And
everybody's
uncomfortable. Yeah, everybody's uncomfortable with it. That's what I like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
see, Urban Meyer went down there. Urban Meyer went down to Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. Talking about he's a savior, and he was horrible,
right.
And they ran his ass out of there.
Yeah,
and Peterson comes in, and now they're really good. Urban's terrible. See, everybody can't do that. Harbaugh knows what he's doing. He won at San Diego College. He won at Stanford. He beat SC and used at Stanford. Right now, hopefully, I hope he wins a national championship. They say he cheated. He wasn't cheating. He was scouting. He wasn't giving a damn about no signals. Michigan can beat you with their talent. He was evaluating NIL so he knew who he wanted off your roster.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he was doing. Yeah, he was doing free agency. He's so far ahead of the game, I hope to God we could get him. And the only reason, because if I was him, I wouldn't come here. But his family, his brothers in Baltimore, they could get a place in Annapolis, and his parents could move out here. So they could see all their grandkids. Everybody would be in the same zip code.
Yeah.
So that's the only chance we got. Because the whole family, they could build a place in Annapolis. They could have a fortress. And then the family could be there with the grandparents and the kids. And everybody could get along. And then they could meet in the Super Bowl like they met before. NFC, AFC. It's going to be the Harbaughs. They're among the best in football.
Yeah, but
because they get it.
That's going to be a ticket.
Yeah, the
Harbaugh. That's going to be a ticket.
Yeah, the Harbaugh.
Going to this championship game, price of the brick just went up even more. Ain't no telling what his agent about to ask for.
Tell me, well, if Denver, he get $19 million, and what he did to that situation – I don't want their quarterback. He was really good in Seattle, but he buying teams. He like Kelsey, the girlfriend. I don't need none of that.
Yeah.
I need a dude who's 100% into football. I don't want Russell Wilson.
No, he's into football. His legs are gone. When he was mobile, Russell Wilson was a really good quarterback.
No, he stopped
now,
running.
He can't get away from
running.
The rush. Yeah,
he
stopped
running. Five years ago. He's built buying teams. He got his girlfriend. He's a celebrity. I don't need that. I need a cat, man. Yeah. No, I need a cat. I don't need that. We got too many young Caleb Williams and these boys in this draft. One or two of these five guys coming out is going to be the truth. Not all five. It never works that way.
Right.
Half of them are bums.
Right.
They can't play. I would bet on Caleb Williams, and I'd bet on the boy from LSU. I would take the boy from LSU first if that was Daniel. If I was picking. Then I'm taking Daniel.
Woo,
because
that's a lot,
the best quarterback in the league to me is in Baltimore. If you told me I could have everybody in the league, even over Mahomes, I'm taking my boy in Baltimore.
You talking
yeah.
good.
The man who mysteriously could have been a free agent, and every team told us how they didn't want him last summer. Y'all remember that collusion play?
They can't deal with the cornrows.
Just about to say that.
They can't deal with the Afrocentric. The brothers can't deal with that. See, but let me tell you something about this dude. This dude got a gun. I love Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes got a year to take that year. Don't forget, when he got to Baltimore, the boy that's in Cleveland right now, still winning, was in Baltimore. You don't want your rookie quarterback to have to start. That's the key. So he don't get his brains beat out his rookie year. He gets to learn. That's why I like Jacoby Brissett. I would start Jacoby Brissett here and draft Caleb or draft the boy from LSU.
Daniel.
And I would work my talent into it. But in the meantime, I'm going with Jacoby. Because Jacoby, this boy bad. Ron screwed him.
Yeah.
And he's a good dude. And he gave Howell everything. He's a great teammate. He's one of the best young men I've ever met in my life. He's unselfish.
Yeah, okay.
He's a team player, just like Smitty was. Smith helped Smith in Kansas City. Mahomes didn't start as a rookie. He didn't even play till the last game. Alex Smith was the quarterback.
Yeah.
And the best way to bring a rookie along is not to get his brains beat out like Troy Aikman and Manning did. They got their brains beat out as rookies. They end up being Hall of Famers. I don't want that damage. I want a veteran in there. I want to wean my guy in. Look at Harbaugh at Michigan. He had that quarterback there 2 years. He brought him in 2 years ago, few series. You let a guy get acclimated. In the meantime, you don't start him until he's ready. Then when he's ready, you're ready to go, but you build your old line. Washington has the best offensive line in college, the Huskies. Michigan second. Michigan had the best last year. Green Bay Packers have had a good offensive line for 30 freaking years. That's why they're a blue-chip organization. They've had two Hall of Fame quarterbacks because they've had an offensive line for 30 years.
Yeah.
They run a blue-chip operation. The Packers never suck up front. If you're going to be a pro football franchise, you got to build your old line up. That's your foundation. That's like building a building and not pouring concrete, having a base. All these other people building on bamboo. Bamboo don't work.
Yeah.
Looks good, don't work. We build on bamboo.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot. I don't know everything, but I know this shit. And I'm telling you, we are flawed fundamentally.
Yeah.
And we got to strip it, go down to the brass bar, and start over. And you start with your offensive line. Joe Gibbs, look, we lost our first five games with Joe Gibbs. Joe came in here with the San Diego crap. We didn't have the San Diego personnel. So he adapted to us. And it took us 3 weeks to get it together. And by week five, when we beat the Bears, came back. It was over from that. From that point on, we went 0-5, 8-3, 11-1, 14-2, 11, and then that was it. That was over because the Hogs were invented. And once you get your offensive line, two tight ends, offensive line, we controlled the line of scrimmage. We had the best special teams. We had Mike Nelms, and from Mike Nelms, we go to Brian Mitchell. We always had the best special teams. So you win with O-line, special teams, defense, and then everything else is optional. Running game, John Riggins, Joe Washington, Gerald Riggs, Big Country. I can go on and on and on. And then and my boy Alfred Morris, we always have backs because we run the ball. We're going to run the ball. We had the offensive line. We had Big Country. We had Jim Lachey. Look at our left tackles. Joe Jacoby, Jim Lachey, my boy from Alabama. God damn it, what a left tackle from Alabama. He was all pro. In other words, we had 15 years of all-pro left tackles. Then we get Trent. That's when you're rolling. You cannot get away from the master plan. These people aborted the plan with that Spurrier crap. We should have hired our defensive coordinator from the Ravens. They had him as the defensive coach. He should have been the head coach. I want a Ravens philosophy. We got this guy now from analytics. He's from the Ravens. The first person from the Harris group is from the Ravens. I want us to be Baltimore East. And then we'll be physical. You got to do analytics. I'm into analytics, but I'm not into analytics over running the ball. If Eric Bieniemy ran the ball, I'd marry him. I love him that much. But I don't want nobody throwing like he's throwing. I can't do that.
Right.
Because I know it's fool's gold. See, you got to run the ball. Pacheco with Kansas City, he's the reason Kansas City got a chance. Because Andy got that offensive line fixed. Don't forget that the Bengals were worse than we are for 30 years. And one guy, Joe Burrow, came in, and now it's over.
That's what I mean.
You know who they went out and got? They got a left tackle from Kansas City. They run the ball. You got to run the ball. You cannot throw. Look at this. That's why I don't like Buffalo until recently. They talking about Allen. You can have Allen. I don't need my quarterback being Jim Thorpe. No. See, but now he's not running as much. Now they're playing defense, and they're running the ball. Now Buffalo is back.
Doc, I can keep this going all day with you, man, but we up against it. We are up against it.
Hey, God bless y'all. Happy New Year.
We appreciate
love you, Mr. Kirby. All right, now, y'all be good, man. I'm out. Love
Doc,
y'all.
Thank you for calling. We really appreciate you calling. I'm really appreciate. And your Patreon, I'm already subscribed, so I'll be listening in tomorrow morning.
Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Love you too, Doc.
We love you too.
Bye-bye.
And with that being said, you guys, we don't have time for a last-minute word. Doc gave us all he could give us. Because we're up against the clock. So DMV Kill and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kill's Corner. DMV Kill and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. DMV Kill and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. Keep everybody in your prayers. Ma Betty said peace, love, and soul. Tang said be safe and pay attention. And I'm saying I love you all. Kale, you have the very last word.
Hey, listen. Those were jewels. And, Doc, we thank you for coming and dropping them jewels on us. Don't forget y'all Thursday's program, fellas. I ain't got to say fellas. We gentlemen want congratulations, Cap, on your Lady T's pick fifth win this season. But we got one more regular season game next week. This weekend. So let's all prepare, get ready, and I want a different name called out, all right? A different name. All right, you guys, love each other, love everybody around you, family, friends, and enemies. With that being said, no phone call or text is more important than your life. My boy Tang said it, and I'm confirming it. So we'll see you guys Thursday, 5 p.m. Great, great, amazing show. Y'all have a good one.
If you guys this Patreon, that's Doc's channel. Subscribe to the Patreon if you guys can afford $9.99 a month.
All right.
Be the same, cause girl, you came and changed the way I want, the way I don't. I cannot explain the things I feel for you, but girl, you know it's true. I'll stay with me, I'll feel my dreams, and I'll be all you need. It seems life is so complete. I love this truth.